Track 34.
Inditex is a global fashion retailer with headquarters in Arteixo, Spain. It owns several retailers, including its flagship store, Zara. The multinational company has over 5,000 stores worldwide with 120,000 employees. The origins of Inditex go back to 1963, when Amancio Ortega Gaona started his career as a clothing manufacturer. Business was good for the young Spaniard, with several factories opening in the next decade. Finally, in 1975, the first Zara opened its doors in downtown La Coruña in Galicia, Spain. From the start, Ortega wanted to make affordable and fashionable clothes, and this has remained at the core of Zara's business model. There are four key factors which are central to the company's business process and which have contributed to the huge success of this clothing chain. The first is turnover. In order to keep up with the latest fashions, Zara clothing has a very short shelf life. While competitors such as H&M and The Gap may be restricted to seasonal fashion trends, Zara's stock changes regularly in order to meet customer needs. With 60% of production taking place in Arteixo, that demand can be met quickly and efficiently. The next two factors are variety and quantity, which are just as important as each other. The company makes small batches of each product, which removes the expense of large storage warehouses and ensures that stock can be sold at full price. Sales rarely happen in Zara stores. Finally, Zara prides itself on communication with its end users and has invested in an IT system which can track purchases from store to store and maintain contact with in-house managers who get feedback directly from the customer. The customer remained central to Inditex's business philosophy throughout its expansion in the 1990s and 2000s. During this time, it created and acquired additional retailers such as Pull & Bear, Massimo Dutti, Bershka, Stradivarius, Oysho, Zara Home and Uterqüe. Under the watchful eye of Ortega and current CEO Pablo Isla, Inditex's sales for 2012 were an astounding 13.79 billion euros. The only question now is, what next? The obvious next step would be to continue with international expansion. Regions such as the Middle East, Asia and South and North America are all potential growth markets for Inditex. However, what they gain in profit may be lost by high operating costs and increased competition, and the Inditex system and brand could become diluted. One option is to raise the company's online presence, which offers the freedom to expand without the financial burden. One thing is for certain. Inditex is a company which is constantly moving forward and always looking for new opportunities and ways to grow. It seems inevitable that the company will continue to expand, and with Zara leading the fast fashion movement and appearing on more and more high streets across the world, Inditex will be a retail powerhouse long into the future.